Coming up in the month of February, February 24th to be exact, at the Florence Event Center, it'll be the Peace Harbor Medical Center 2024 Women's Health Fair. Joining me via Zoom today, or Teams, is Dr. Willie Foster, Dr. Suzanne Temple. Good morning to both of you. And Dr. Temple, talk a little bit about what are some of the topics that are going to be premiered during that event.
At this event, we hope to see many women and men from the community come out to learn about different options we'll have available at tables and presentations. One of the big focuses will be on gynecologic health, obstetric health, and general overall women's care. We'll have providers from our women's care clinic there to answer your questions and interact with everyone. Also, we'll have many additional things that affect women, such as radiology, to talk about specific, you know, services for women, mammography, and the like. We'll have physical therapy representatives to discuss pelvic floor physical therapy and what's available in our community from a women's health perspective. Additionally, we'll have the emergency department representatives there to talk with women about interactions in the emergency department and what you might need to come in for. The Florence Area Chamber of Commerce will be present, and also Rain, Oregon.
And I think there are two other groups that will be presenting. I think we're going to have a dietitian talk about some dietary issues specific to women. And I think we're also having a presentation on chest pain, on heart attack and stroke, more from a female perspective as well.
Now, we seem to be pretty good about getting the word out about events like this and about the necessity for, the different areas that we're covering on this. What has been over the years, because I know for many years, people were less likely to get involved in their own health. How has that come about? How has that progressed over the years? Are we seeing that being a better thing, or are people still waiting too long to see their doctors?
I think in many instances, there's always going to be concern for waiting too long to see your doctor. Many people find that there's a lot of fear around what might be found when they go see the doctor, or also fear of judgment going in to see their doctor. I do think, however, I hear more and more about people, you know, taking ownership and agency of their own health. And I feel that more people are willing to check that out and check out coming in. I also think that in healthcare, we're putting a lot of focus on patient-centered care, and we want to meet everyone where they're at. You know, we want to make sure that our interactions are judgment-free, and that we're ready to take care of every person as they enter the office, wherever they're at, and just, you know, open conversations about what's going on with their health. What is concerning you? You know, what is it that you need to find out about? We have a lot of information as far as, you know, timing for mammography or timing for, checking out heart disease. How's your blood pressure? How's your cholesterol? But we also want to be ready to answer the questions that you come in with. What is it that you're concerned about? And then we have a lot of education we can give around that. We have resources for referrals. We have multiple great women's health providers at our women's health clinic, you know, to check in yearly and to also check in regards to specific problems or complaints and start looking into that and how we can help you.
Now, Dr. Foster, this is not necessarily, it's not for someone who's experiencing a particular problem at the moment, although they are certainly part of the conversation there, but this is a little broader than that, correct?
Oh, yes. I mean, a lot of this is aimed at the preventative aspect, you know, when to get your mammogram, when to get your pap smears, those kinds of questions, how to improve your diet and your cardiovascular risk. So a lot of this is, you know, aimed at the preventative aspect of it. I just wanted to comment, you know, on the question you asked about people being more involved in their health. And I would say in general, people are, and in large part, that's due to the internet. It's just a click away to look up stuff. I'm not sure all the information people get there is correct, but I'd rather have them come in and say, hey, I read this, and then we can have a conversation and I can correct it. You know, there's no such thing as a stupid question. You know, any question is a good question. And we do see people coming in with some ideas that, you know, probably aren't the best information, but I'm glad that people are looking and asking.
Now, this is going to be an event that both men and women are invited to. What is, say, a husband's or a brother's or a father's responsibility as far as, getting information, knowing? Because, I mean, a lot of times, like when I'm with my wife, you know, we notice things about each other that the other person may not recognize. Is that an important part of why men are encouraged to also be at this?
I would say absolutely yes. Those people who are in our lives, if they're our partners, our siblings, our children, our friends, they can often give us that extra nudge to go ahead and make that appointment for the mammogram, or go ahead and get into the women's health clinic so you can get your pap smear taken care of. Or, you know, also someone to partner with if you want to make diet changes for the year, or you want to make some exercise changes for the year. The men in your life, as well as the women in your life, can be people you can partner with to make those changes together.
Now, obviously, we live in a much older community here in Florence, and there may be some people of an advanced age that may not be able to come to that. Are there some resources or things that are available for those types of folks?
Well, you know, certainly if they have a primary care provider, they can, you know, access them through MyPeaceHealth and message them and so on. And we can work through that avenue to get them, you know, into the care they need. There are the options for, you know, tele appointments, I think, still going on for people that have difficulty getting in. Obviously, for some of the things we're talking about, they do need to come to the hospital for the actual procedure. But there is still the option for other means of communicating and interacting with providers.
Also, at the health fair itself, we'll have many handouts around different topics: mammograms, women's health, women's heart health. And so any family member or caregiver of an elderly person who's not able to make it out, if they could swing by the health fair, they could pick up flyers to bring home.
So let me ask, what is a pelvic floor physical therapy?
So pelvic floor physical therapy is a very helpful treatment for many types of pelvic pain, or for urinary incontinence, or for pelvic floor prolapse. And a pelvic floor physical therapist is a physical therapist who has additional training in pelvic floor physical therapy, which is around working with the muscles and ligaments in the pelvic floor to treat some of those chronic conditions of pain or urinary leakage.
Now, to be clear, this event at the Florence Event Center on February 24th is totally free, no cost to come in there, just to come in there and ask questions, right?
Absolutely. Come on in. Interact with the providers and caregivers who are there, ask questions, listen to presentations, and get the information you need.
All right. Is there anything else people should know, Dr. Foster?
Well, I don't think you mentioned the time. The time is 10 a.m. to noon, just 2 hours. And starting about 10:20 is when we'll start some presentations. And then the last half an hour is actually going to be a live doc talk where we have several providers up there on the stage and you interviewing them as you often do on the radio. So you might want to explain that a little bit.
Yeah, folks that listen to Doc Talk know that we bring up the topics that we feel are important to the community, and they're not always specifically medically related, but this one will be. And we'll just kind of have a little live form. I don't think there'll be a Q&A from the audience, although that may come into play at some point. But we'll definitely be talking to the doctors about specific topics in there that they can share with the audience. So, yes. All right. Well, thank you both. I appreciate your time, taking your time out of your busy day. And I know you just can't wait to get back out in the weather there. So thanks for being part of this today.
Thank you very much, George.
Thank you.
And that's going to do it for the February edition of Our Town. Tune in next month for more interviews.